Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbein Deborah Brandt, and today is day 28 of our 40 days of Teshuvah. We're getting close to Yom Teruah and the 10 days of Ah as well. I want to open up with one of the Psalms that are read during this time of Slichot prior to Yom Teruah. A prayer of the afflicted one, when he is faint and pours out his lament before Adonai. Adonai, hear my prayer, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear to me in the day I call, answer me quickly. For my days vanished like smoke, and my bones were burned like coals. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I even forget to eat my bread. Because of the sound of my groanings, my bones cling to my flesh. I am like a pelican of the desert, like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake like a lonely bird on a roof. My enemies taunt me all day. My deriders use my name to curse. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mixed my drink with tears. Because of your indignation and wrath, for you have picked me up and tossed me aside. My days are like a lengthening shadow, and I wither away like grass. But you, Adonai, sit enthroned forever. Your renown is from generation to generation. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her, for the appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants, and they cherish her dust. So the nations will fear Adonai's name, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For Adonai has rebuilt Zion. He has appeared in his glory. He has turned to the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their prayer. Let it be written for a generation to come that a people to be created may praise Adonai. For he looks down from his holy height. From heaven, Adonai gazes on the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to set free those condemned to death, to declare the name of Adonai in Zion and his praise in Yerushalayim. When the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship Adonai, he brought down my strength in mid-course. He shortened my days. I say, my God, do not take me up in the middle of my days. Your years endure through all generations. Long ago you founded the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. All of them will wear out like a garment. Like clothing you change them, so they change. But you are the same. Your years will never end. The children of your servants will live. Their descendants will be established before you. This is day 28 of our 40 days of Teshuvah. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to become conformed to his image in Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is time to do spiritual house cleaning. El Chet 29. For the sin we have sinned before you with idle chatter of our lips and endless babbling. Again, we are back to the subject of our words. This time it is idle chatter. This can even happen on Shabbat when we are supposed to be focusing on God and his Torah word. Do our prayers become idle chatter as well? Definition of idle means useless, vain, ineffectual, lazy, unfruitful, not productive of good, unprofitable, not edifying. How many times do we speak before thinking? The words just come blurting out of our mouths, and afterwards we wish we would have said nothing. Yaakov, James 1:19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We need to make every word we say count. It is a spiritual discipline we all need to learn. Do we pray from the heart to God, or do we just mouth words and do not let God get a word in at all? We need to learn to hear his voice, but if all we do is talk and not listen, we will miss out on his directions, admonitions, corrections, and his words of love. You know, I just had the thought as well that this is the reason a lot of times he speaks to us in the night season and in our sleep, because we are in a listening mode and not in a talking mode while we are sleeping. Yeshua did not waste his words with idle chatter. He made sure he went off by himself to pray and hear from his Father. He said the words he spoke were words the Father told him to say. John 14:10, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works." Matthew 12:36, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." And Proverbs 17:27, "He that has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit." Ecclesiastes 5:2, "Be not rash with thy mouth, let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few." We need to learn the art of silence, or learn to be a good listener, and learn to listen to what the Word is speaking to our hearts and what God is speaking to us. We need to, number one, learn to listen and hear the voice of God. Number two, learn to listen to the Ruach HaKodesh. Number three, learn to listen and learn from those who know more than we do about spiritual truth, His Word. Number four, listen to God's spiritual leaders. Number five, listen to the Word that is being spoken to you from your pastor or leader or teacher. How many times have you lost out on receiving instruction and wisdom from God because you were sleeping during the teaching or your mind was elsewhere? Learn to listen what others have to say who are more learned in an area or subject more than you are, instead of interrupting so you can put in your own two cents. We do not like to listen because we are full of pride. Number seven, when you are reading the Word, try reading it out loud so you can listen to the words of life. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, every morning my husband does this, Minister Scott. He sits and he reads the Word out loud. He's been doing this every day for the past year. And as he's doing that as well, our home is becoming filled with God's Word. Hallelujah. Father, for the mistakes we committed before you with endless babbling, often we feel uncomfortable with silence, so we fill the time with meaningless chatter. The Torah tells us, however, that more than anywhere, God is found in the sound of silence. Ask yourself, do I participate in conversations with no meaningful content? Do I think before speaking and measure my words carefully? Am I careful to concentrate when reciting prayers and blessings? A prayer to watch what we say. Father, today I make a commitment to you in the name of Yeshua. I turn from speaking idle words and foolishly talking things that are contrary to my true desire to myself and towards others. Your word says that the tongue defiles, that the tongue sets on fire the course of nature, that the tongue is set on fire of hell. In the name of Yeshua, I submit to godly wisdom that I might learn to control my tongue. I am determined that hell will not set my tongue on fire. I renounce, reject, and repent of every word that has ever proceeded out of my mouth against you, God, and your operation. I cancel its power and dedicate my mouth to speak excellent and right things. My mouth shall utter truth. Because I am the righteousness of God and Messiah Yeshua, I set the course of my life for obedience, for abundance, for wisdom, for health, and for joy. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. Then the words of my mouth and the deeds shall show forth your righteousness and your salvation all my days. I purpose to guard my mouth and my tongue that I might keep myself from calamity. Father, your words are top priority to me. They are spirit and life. I let the word dwell in me richly in all wisdom. The ability of God is released within me by the words of my mouth and by the word of God. I speak your words out of my mouth so that they are alive in me. You are alive and working in me. So I can boldly say that my words are words of faith, words of power, words of love, and words of life. They produce good things in my life and in the lives of others because I choose your words from my lips and your will for my life. In Yeshua's name, amen. And this thought came to my spirit just now. Remember what kept the Israelites, that generation, from entering into the promised land was the words that came out of their mouth. Shalom in Yeshua.